Well, I'm gonna be honest here. The end of April really just snuck up on me. I can't believe it's over already. And I haven't shared what's coming up. And it's kind of crazy because I feel like it's the middle of May, technically, but also feel that April isn't quite done yet. Does that make any sense? Probably not. But you don't want to be in my crazy brain anyways to make sense of it. But I figured I'd slip in what's coming up for May, even just under the wire. And because it's May, I thought it would be fitting to do some May-December stories next month. What the fuck does that mean, you ask? Well, I'm glad your dirty inquiring minds are curious. May-December simply means age gap stories, with characters that are over 18, of course, but, you know, older men, younger women stories, or older women, younger men stories, so think naughty babysitters, dirty little neighbors, college co-eds, office secretary, or think swim coach, older boss, MILFs, cougars, gilfs, dilfs, all of that good stuff will be featured in some of my May audios coming up. As well, I have a bimbo-themed type script saved. Actually, I have a number of scripts saved, but I think I want to get to the I think it's a bimbo theme first. I have a free use tale of my own that so far is the one I'm looking forward to the most, but that could change on any day, but I am excited about that. Definitely another dirty debate between me and Fitz. Next month, we will be debating blindfolds versus handcuffs. So we'll see if you already know which side I'm on. I want to look back at the Discord story suggestions again and pick another one to do an audio on. I think I forgot this month to mention it in the posting, but one of my more recent tales starts with an F. It's not the Fleshlight fill-in, although I really did like that one. That was just inspired. But, oh, what was it? It starts with an F. I just put it out there and it's, finishing him off. Finishing him off. Ah, yes. The girl who couldn't fuck, so I get to finish him off. That was inspired by one of the suggestions in Discord. So I've been going back through those and there's some good stuff in there. So I'm going to try and get to another one of those next month. Speaking of Discord, we'll have the Pick of the Month audio coming up any day now, and that has a superhero theme. As well, I'd like to try another Discord live event next month. Probably something a little dirty. Maybe something dirty and just a shoot the shit or game night. I don't know, but definitely something dirty for sure. And speaking of superheroes as well, I did an audio comic collab this month with Brad Geiger, who's also a fellow Patreon creator, and I enjoyed the hell out of that. I think I probably just loved all the dirty pics and the theme of it all. So I want to get some feedback on that. Not sure if Brad and I will do it again, but who knows? If you really liked it and you want it, then maybe we will. There'll definitely be more story time audios this month. Spring break theme is probably played out, but I do have something extra kicking around in my head. Actually, a fellow Patreon inspired me, so think story time, but with an extra slutty twist. And next month, I'm going to pick my favorite sex tales story from my Sex Tales podcast and post it for my Patreon and subscribe stars to hear. Not like you can't hear those anytime. You can simply check out my Sex Tales podcast and hear them for free. But for those of you that aren't podcast listeners, I'm going to post my favorite here as well. So that's what you, me, and all of our naughty bits have to look forward to coming next month. A couple of things I did want to mention before the clock strikes midnight and I lose my glass slippers from April this month. All should be well with my Dropbox library links. I did posts for every tier with the updated links, but if anyone didn't get them or you still need them, simply send me a message and I'll make sure I get those to you. And I didn't even realize it coming into the month of April, but turns out it's my 5-year anniversary on several sites, Patreon included, as well as Reddit and Literotica. Apparently, I've been telling these naughty stories out loud to anyone who will listen for 5 years. It seems wild. Looking back, it seems like it's been a lot longer and a lot shorter. Kind of like the month of April, actually. But I'm having a heck of a lot of fun doing this, and I hope to be doing it for, well, as long as anyone's willing to listen to me ramble off dirty things. And I also met my deadline of getting my website out this month, so that helps me to free up some of my time and focus on other naughty things. And if you want to check it out, feel free. I'd love for you to take a peek. It's just lushandlace.com, and it's a work in progress. It's a start. I don't know that you'll find anything that you haven't already found on Patreon or Subscribestar, but I plan on improving it and adding new pages and tabs and stuff like that. But it's only taken me 5 years to get here, so here I am. And of course, there'll be other spontaneous naughtiness coming in May. I like to leave some room to just go with the flow and record any stories that hit me in my dirtiest moments. Those always seem to be some favorites. And I will be shopping for yet another toy to play with. So lots to come, my luscious ones. Thank you, as always, for your support. I couldn't possibly do any of this without you. Bye for now, Lacey.